The spirit world. God's world.
You say we should be in contact with the spirit world of God, and that other spirits will harm us spiritually and even physically. But isn't everything God's world?
The guide. It is like this. There is God's great creation with its wonderful laws, and it includes all the spirits He has also created and to whom He has given free will. A great number of these spirits have voluntarily accepted God's laws and His order, and have thus remained happy. A great number of other spirits have broken that order, again voluntarily, and by that fact, they have created unhappiness and disharmony for themselves. For happiness can lie only in the wisdom of God's laws. All spirits who have, at one time or another, broken this law and have not yet found their way back to recognize this law as the only wisdom, the only right course, stand outside this order. Voluntarily, just as they could voluntarily accept it. And one day they will. But as long as this does not happen by their own volition and conviction, they will remain outside the world of God. God does not force any creature. Choice has to come from the free will of each individual. Ultimately, and such is the beauty and perfection of God's laws, every single child of God will return. Return to the enlightenment and wisdom, to the happiness and freedom that can be found only in divine law. There are almost as many human beings as spirits who fall into one or the other of these two categories: those belonging to the divine order and those outside of it. The former are perhaps helping, working, cooperating in the great plan of salvation. The entities in this group, among other things, find out in spiritual endeavor where they are still unconsciously deviating from the laws. And then there are those, many of them, who do not accept God's laws, who create chaos in their surroundings and in their own selves by wanting to follow their own very incomplete laws.